Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show. Here's Dr. Lee.
Hi, welcome to the show. It's Health from the Outside In, where feeling good starts with looking good. So we have a very exciting show. I want to welcome my first guest, Dr. Kimber Stanhope from University of California, Davis. She is a registered dietitian, but she's also in the Department of Molecular Biosciences. And she's going to talk about a very interesting study related to high fructose corn syrup and heart disease, because it seems like that's the new buzzword, isn't it, Dr. Stanhope? High fructose corn syrup.
Well, definitely we studied high fructose corn syrup, but if you read my new paper closely, you will see that I am not suggesting our results wouldn't also be seen in subjects consuming sucrose-sweetened beverage.
And
we picked high fructose corn syrup simply because that was the beverage sugar. Most beverages are sweetened with high fructose corn syrup.
Is a good point, excuse me, because so many people are saying, isn't sugar sugar? I mean, really, there's sugar in milk that's lactose. There's sugar in everything. So is there, I guess that's the question, is there really a difference in the sugars?
Now, sugar in milk is a completely different story because the sugar in milk does not contain fructose. But sucrose and high fructose corn syrup both contain the monosaccharide fructose. And that is where all the problems start when we consume high sugar diets. So when I say sugar, I mean our commonly used added sugars, which are high fructose corn syrup and sucrose, and both of them contain fructose, and that's the important difference. Milk sugar, a completely different story. It doesn't contain fructose.
So now tell a little bit about this study and what you did, because you initially you did a small study just with high fructose corn syrup, and now this study is a little bit broader and it looks at some of the other different added sugars.
Right. Basically, our plans were to do a very big study where we were going to study almost 200 subjects and look at a lot of the different sugars. So in 2011, we already published the results of when we gave subjects 25% of their energy requirement in drinks that contained high fructose corn syrup. And we published that, whoops, when subjects consumed this drink for 2 weeks, their risk factors for cardiovascular disease, postprandial triglycerides, and the cholesterols all went up. However, they didn't go up in the group that was consuming glucose-sweetened beverages, same number of calories. And, of course, they did go up in the group that was consuming fructose-sweetened beverages. Now, we did that study first because we needed to make sure, we needed to know whether high fructose corn syrup even caused problems in young, healthy subjects in as little as 2 weeks.
And
we did.
That's what was so fascinating to me when I saw the first study was we are talking about, these were young college kids, right?
Now, most of them were definitely from UC Davis.
Right. So, you know, these are not people with diabetes, not people that are already ill. And yet you could see that their cardiac markers that we talk about, like know your numbers, you know, what's your cholesterol, what's your triglyceride, went up. So that's what's so interesting and a little bit frightening about this.
The other thing that's very important to point out, that we even see these effects when subjects don't even gain weight.
Wow.
And that's important. Now, some of the subjects did gain weight, and guess what? Not surprisingly, the effects were even higher. Cholesterol went up even more. But weight gain does not explain these effects. sugar has an independent effect that doesn't require weight gain for these effects to occur. Now, when we saw, 25% of energy requirement is high fructose corn syrup drinks caused this problem, then we started what we call the dose response study, where we gave subjects beverages that contained 0 or 10% or 17.5%, and then more subjects that got the 25% of energy requirement as high fructose corn syrup. And that's the new study that was just published last month. This study showed a very strong dose response effect, meaning the more high fructose corn syrup in the drink, the more the LDL cholesterol, the more the postprandial triglyceride went up. But also what totally surprised us is that we saw increases even in the group that only got 10% of their energy requirement in those drinks. And that's equivalent to somebody adding a half a can of soda to their daily meal plan at breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Wow.
So did you really think that a half a can of soda was enough to increase risk factors in a young, healthy person in only 2 weeks?
Wow.
We didn't think so, but that's what our data showed.
So as little as 1.5 cans for the whole day of regular soda, sugared soda, can increase these risk factors. Now, did you notice even maybe after the first study or this study did, because it's important to also point out to people, so these are blood values. They're markers that make a difference. But even in heart disease, if your other risk factors are low, you can have a little bit of a higher LDL. You know, it needs to be maybe under 90 if you have higher risk factors, but it can be over that. So with that caveat, it doesn't necessarily mean all these people are going to have heart attacks, but it's certainly something to think about. Did you check?
It's absolutely important to think about, especially when you put it together with a study that was published just a year ago. This is one of those big population studies with thousands and thousands of people in it. And what they did was look at added sugar consumption, and that was added sugar consumption in both solid and liquid form. And they divided the subjects into 5 groups from lowest, and the lowest meant that the group was only consuming 9 or less of their calories, their daily calories in terms of percent, as sugar, added sugar. The group that was in the highest level was consuming over 20% of their calories as added sugar. And they, too, saw with increasing amounts of added sugar as part of the daily diet, there was an increased risk of cardiovascular disease death. I'm not just talking having it. I'm talking death by cardiovascular disease.
Wow.
And when you look at that, and then you look at our risk factors that increased in only 2 weeks, there is an important connection here.
Yeah, no, it is very important. And these were sugared drinks, but fructose is also, because we only have about 30 seconds, fructose is also in fruit juices too, correct?
Right. And right now I'm doing a pilot study to compare the effects of fruit juice to added sugar in terms of beverage consumption at the high dose. We've got to get that question answered.
This was very important. Thank you so much. It gives us a lot to really think about because sugar is the new culprit. We used to think it was all fat, but now we're finding it was sugar. Maybe Atkins wasn't so far off. This is the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show. It's Health from the Outside In on Radio MD. Where feeling good starts with looking good.